This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. On November 10th, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers offered this chilling forecast from the University of Washington.
The Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation estimates 5,000 Wisconsinites could be lost to COVID-19 by January 1st if no further actions are taken to get this virus under control.
At the time, Wisconsin had seen 2,395 deaths. That number officially doubled yesterday when the state reported 35 deaths for a new total of 4,818. So, barring a huge death toll today, 5,000 won't be reached by January 1st. Whether that's due to great health care, luck, further precautions taken by the state and local governments and individuals, other factors, or some combination is hard to say. The Evers administration did not respond to our request for comment. City of Racine Health Administrator Dottie K. Bowersox says there has been an upsurge in deaths there during the last month and a half, and now 87 city residents have died of COVID-19. But Bowersox says she's glad that the virus caseload in the city is back close to Racine's percentage of the county's population.
We have one hospital system within the city of Racine with one emergency room. So again, we need to be just very concerned that we don't overrun that system and that we have services for other diseases.
Bowersox says healthcare workers in Racine have started to receive the virus vaccine and nursing home residents could start to receive their shots any day now. But she warns the vaccine supply is limited and not everyone in those groups will get immunized right away.
And at the same point with that, when we take a look at mass vaccination sites for the general population, we're probably talking later this summer, early this fall, before that's going to happen.
So Bowersox says it's imperative for people to keep wearing masks, social distance, and take other steps to reduce the spread of COVID-19. For Racine and other communities, the state is expected to have more to say about vaccine distribution sometime next week. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.